Again, welcome to this joyous occasion, the reception of First Holy Communion for our second graders. This is quite the journey that you're on, that really all of us are on, a journey where we are in friendship with Christ, where we go deeper into that relationship as we receive Him in Holy Communion and in all the sacraments, really. And many of you probably do not remember your baptisms, but when you were baptized, that was when you were, in a way, spiritually born and started this spiritual journey, this relationship with Christ as your friend. This relationship with Christ where He dwells within you. And as you continue that journey, having that grace of God from baptism, you were a part of the church and well-disposed through grace to receive more and more from God. And then you had your first reconciliation. And your first reconciliation is when you went to tell the Lord you're sorry for the ways that you've gone astray, so that that friendship which was wounded by sin can be healed. In fact, you had the opportunity to go to confession earlier this week, so that when you come forward to receive the Lord in Holy Communion, your souls would be squeaky clean, and you would be ready to go to encounter the Lord in this beautiful and awesome sacrament. And so if baptism is like a spiritual birth, then Holy Communion would be like spiritual food, food for the journey. So just like how we have to eat in order to survive, to have energy, to do different things, to play sports, to go to school, we also have to eat in order to be spiritually empowered. And the food that we have for this spiritual journey is our Lord Himself, who comes to us in the Most Holy Eucharist. He comes to us so that when we receive Him, we become more like Him. If we think of ordinary food, what happens with ordinary food when we eat it, it becomes a part of us. But when we receive Jesus in the Eucharist, we become ever more fully a part of Him. He is our Lord. And we are members of the church, which is the mystical body of Christ. And we become even more so members of the church when we receive Jesus in Holy Communion. We become more like Jesus. With every good Holy Communion, we are transformed ever more closely to be like our Lord. We receive an abundance of graces, an increase in faith, hope, and charity. We become more and more like Jesus. We become more patient. We become more kind. But of course, that depends upon how ready we are to receive Him. Some of us, we might not be paying attention when we receive Holy Communion. We might not recognize that it's the Lord who we're receiving, in which case we miss out on the joy and the grace that our Lord has to offer us. But for other people who know who they're going to receive, for other people who are ready and eager for the reception of the Lord, it can be a powerful and profound experience, a real encounter with joy Himself. In fact, there was someone, a girl about 100 years ago, who was very eager for her first Holy Communion. She was really wanting to be united with the Lord in this special way. And when she was able to receive Him, she was filled with a joy unlike any experience she's ever had before. And that's because she was so ready and eager and willing to receive our Lord. Whenever we come together in the celebration of the Mass, everything that we have leading up to the sacrifice at the altar, everything leading up to the Eucharist, is to help us to be ready for that reception, is to dispose us well so that we can get all the graces, the love, the joy that our Lord wishes to give us. And so the more we are able to pay attention and participate and enter into these mysteries, the more graces we can receive, the more joy and love we can experience with our Lord. Ultimately, our goal is heaven. And the greatest joy of heaven is being with God forever, for all eternity. God who is truth, who is goodness, who is love, who is joy, and so much more. And here on earth, when we receive our Lord in Holy Communion, we are joined to Him. And so, for those of us who are well-disposed and ready, it's like a little taste of what heaven can be like. But again, it depends upon us and how well-prepared we are. Sometimes if we're distracted, we might not even recognize who it is we're receiving, and we would miss out on all of those graces that Jesus wishes to give us. And so it's important for us to be ready, to recognize that it is the Lord. We hear about the Mass and Holy Communion and the Eucharist in our readings from today. In our first reading, we heard about how the early Christians would gather together for prayer and the breaking of the bread. That term, breaking of the bread, is the celebration of the Eucharist. And the early Christians would do the same things that we're doing now. They would first reflect upon Holy Scripture, and then they would have the celebration of the Eucharist. We are reminded of that very first Mass in our Gospel passage today, which was at the Last Supper, where Jesus took bread and wine, and he said, "This is my body, and this is the chalice of my blood." This is the same God of the universe who created everything, who in the very beginning said, "Let there be light," and there is light. So when he says it is, then it is. And in the original Greek, the word for is meant equivalent or same as. And so when Jesus says, "This is my body," it is his body in a mysterious way, but truly present. When he says, "This is the chalice of my blood," the wine becomes his blood in a mysterious way, but in a way that's in reality. The whatness of it, what is it, has changed from bread and wine into the body and blood, soul and divinity of our Lord Jesus Christ. And the more we receive him worthily, the more we become like him, the more virtuous we become, the more joyful and loving we become. And so we are to come and celebrate together, as we heard in our first reading, like the early Christians, to receive our Lord in the love and the joy and the grace that he has in store for us, to come together on a regular basis, to have this encounter with our Lord, to have this joy that he wishes to share with us. And so we gather here as you continue your journeys towards heaven, with this opportunity to receive this spiritual food that will make you more like our Lord. It is our hope that you will continue on a regular basis to receive our Lord throughout your life. It does make a difference in our lives. I remember being told by a deacon, not this one, but a deacon about his own daughter and her experience with the Eucharist. She received Holy Communion throughout her life, every Sunday, until she went to college. Then her priorities kind of changed, and she lost interest in the things of the church. And slowly, her life was getting more and more miserable. And she once turned to her dad, who was the deacon, and said, "Dad, I don't understand. Why have things gotten so bad?" And he said to her, "Don't you understand? You were accustomed to receiving our Lord every week, and now you're not receiving him at all. You're missing out on that grace, that love, that joy, that mercy that the Lord has for you. Is it any wonder then why you're so unhappy?" And she was stunned by his comments. But that was a great conversion moment for her. She started practicing her faith, and her joy returned again. And having fallen away and come back again, she was stronger than ever before, having experienced the love and the joy, the mercy, the grace, the happiness that God has to offer us by being united with him. She became someone who would very much go out and tell others of her experience and her joy, so that they too would not make the same mistakes, but continue to stay with the Lord and have that joy themselves. So again, for all of you second graders, your first experience encountering the Lord in the Eucharist, you may be a little nervous, that's okay. You may be a little concerned, what happens if you drop the Eucharist? That's okay. It's important for us to try to relax. We should be respectful to Jesus, but if you make a mistake, if you don't intend it, our Lord will understand and we will do what needs to be done to take care of it afterwards. But it's important to just relax and be eager for that encounter, for that joy, that love that Jesus wishes to give you when you receive him in Holy Communion. So let us take a brief moment to further excite ourselves, prepare ourselves for this encounter, for this taste of heaven with our Lord Jesus Christ and the Most Holy Eucharist.